This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We've been studying Psalm 139 using the Focus and Amplify approach. We notice the prayer that closes the psalm expresses the focus, searched by God. Then we amplified this focus by looking at three attributes of God, omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. We further amplified the first two attributes. Now let's turn to the attribute of omnipotence. God created us. He knit us together in our mother's womb. When contemplating his being, the psalmist concludes, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." When we think of God's power, we usually think of its awesome magnitude, but his power is also seen in his ability to put together the phenomenal intricacies of our nervous system, the capacity and flexibility of our brain, the coordination and strength of our skeletal and muscular structure and function. It's also seen in how we began, the sperm and egg coming together in conception and developing into all we are. Yes, we are fearfully and wonderfully created. Additionally, think of this. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. No wonder the psalmist concluded, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you." Understanding how great, wise, and ever-present God is, it's wise to pray, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."